With less than 10% of Uganda's 19,000 polling stations reporting their results, the country's Electoral Commission announced today that the incumbent, President Museveni, had a strong lead with 58% of the votes, compared to 37% for his main challenger, Kizza Besigye. The announcement sparked outrage from Mr. Besigye's party, the Forum for Democratic Change, or FDC, which blasted the commission for what it says is selective sampling of poll results, favoring Mr. Museveni. Electoral Commission officials deny serious problems with the vote. FDC officials say they have carried out their own exit poll in 33 randomly selected districts across the country, with about 500,000 people surveyed. In their poll, Mr. Besigye edges just ahead, with 49.7% to 47.5% for Mr. Museveni. Ruba Ramira Rarenga is an election director for FDC. Speaking at a hastily called press conference today in the front yard of Mr. Besigye's residence, Mr. Rarenga accused the Electoral Commission of trying to lay the groundwork for announcing a victory for Mr. Museveni.
Their point is to manipulate the minds of people and put people at tension, and maybe to prepare them to probably accept any other results which may be made, although they may not necessarily be correct.
The FDC rattled off a list of grievances with Thursday's election, including unsealed ballot boxes, cases of bribery and repeat voting, and intimidation of voters. Many of their grievances were backed by the European Union's Election Observation Mission, which had 200 monitors fanned out across the country. Many EU observers found similar irregularities. The EU mission officials also accused the ruling party of stacking the deck in their favor in the election. Mr. Museveni and his ruling party enjoyed substantial advantages over their opponents, including the use of state resources such as government cars, personnel, and overwhelming coverage in state-owned television and radio, the EU's monitoring mission officials are saying. Uganda's Electoral Commission is expected to announce final poll results late Saturday. Raymond Thibodeau for VOA News, Mbua, Uganda.